And finally, it's time for Question of the Week. And Khalil Thurloway has been plugging his brain into this electrifying question from Bonga.
Is it possible to use eels as a source of electricity?
All organisms give off a weak electric field, but electric eels are one of a small number of fish species that can generate strong pulses of electricity with their bodies, and they use them to great effect. But how do they do this? I spoke to Dr. David Levan from the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
Electric eels produce electricity in brief spikes in much the same way that humans do. When a human decides to move a muscle, an electric impulse called an action potential fires in your brain and travels through neurons, causing a muscle to contract. These individual signals carry very little power.
The eels use a weak electric pulse to scan for the natural electric fields of smaller fish in the murky Amazonian waters where they live. Once they find something tasty, they send out a stronger pulse that can paralyze or even kill their victim, making for an easy meal.
The cells that produce electricity in the eel, called electrocytes, also create action potentials. But the electrocytes are stacked together to increase the total voltage and current. Large eels can produce up to 600 volts.
Ouch! 600 volts is nearly three times the voltage of mains electricity in the UK, and five times what you get in America. So can we harness this stunning power?
It is technically feasible to power human devices from eels or electrocyte cells. But practically speaking, the electricity from eels is not very useful for us. First, it's important to recognize that eels convert energy from the food they eat to electricity. There is no free energy. Secondly, electric eels are just not very efficient in producing electricity. It turns out they can convert about 15% of the energy in their food to electricity under ideal conditions in their natural environment. However, that value doesn't consider the energy needed to maintain them in an artificial habitat, the energy needed to heat and purify their water, as well as the energy needed to grow and transport their food. All would reduce the efficiency even further if you were trying to domesticate them.
This seems like a lot of effort. How does this compare to other renewable forms of energy?
Commercially available solar panels, like you find on many roofs these days, are about 15% efficient in converting sunlight into electricity. And the newest solar materials coming out of research labs are about double that efficiency. So, for the most part, you'd be better off using sunlight to make electricity using solar panels rather than growing food to feed to an eel to make electricity.
So, in answer to your question, yes, it is possible to harness the electricity of eels. But no, it isn't practical for our everyday electrical needs. There are some situations, however, where eel electrocytes might conceivably be a useful power source. For example, to power disposable, biodegradable electronics. Scientists like Dr. Levan are also using what they've learned from electrocytes to inspire research into designing new artificial power sources. Thanks to David Levan for that electrifying answer. Next week, we'll be answering this cheesy question from Chris.
Is it true that cheese gives you nightmares?
So if you think cheese, or any other food stuff for that matter, gives you nightmares, you can email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can tweet @NakedScientists or get stuck into the debate on the forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
I did buy some stinking bishop once and, well, the smell was a nightmare anyway.